Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordbeek.
Hello, hello, and hell yeah. My friends and fellow travelers, I'm Jacob Nordbeek, and this is the Blessed Are the Weird show on Empower Radio Network. In fact, this is our maiden voyage, so the show is still a virgin, but not for very much longer. I'm beaming into Empower Radio world headquarters from our satellite studio here in beautiful Boise, Idaho, which for those of you who haven't visited, is a great place to visit, especially in the summer. We have mountains all around us, and the sun is shining today, and spring is in full springness. So anyway, when you can come see us, we'd love to see you. So before we get started, though, this is a brand new show. And as you might have guessed from the title of the show, Blessed Are the Weird, this is something kind of different. So I thought I'd give you what I call the three W's. And here they are. What is it? Why should I care? And what do you want me to do next? So number one is, what is this show? What is it? Well, Blessed Are the Weird is a show about living your truth. It's about giving birth to the best which lies within you, you know, expressing who you really are in all your weird, wonderful glory. And some of you might be listening in and going, hey, I don't know that I feel comfortable being called weird. Well, hang in there. We're going to get to that, and we're going to get to why that might not be what it's all about. But why should you care about this show? Well, this show is about you. And people like you, it's about me, but really you. In fact, if you're listening to this show, I'm actually talking just to you right now. I mean that. You aren't just a pair of ears and a great big huge crowd, because I know something about you. You're crackling with divine electricity, and you have hidden or maybe not so hidden genius that's waiting to crack out of you. So you should care, because on this show, you're going to meet a steady stream of ideas and people who will surprise and delight and inspire you to what I call burn the leash and start living your most freed up, technicolor, vivid, expanded self possible. So if you're still on board here, what do you do next? First of all, sit down and listen, for God's sake. I mean, yeah, I see you wandering around multitasking, barely listening. So if you just go ahead and sit down, give yourself a break for a minute, maybe grab a drink of some kind, coffee or whatever you can get yourself away with. Come along with us and let's get real, you know, let's get real here and tell your friends about this show, because you're going to have a chance to meet a lot of very cool people. Part of the worldwide tribe of folks I call the Blessed Weirdians. So you bring your friends and I'll bring my friends and we'll just have a big party. In fact, before we go too far, I'd like to talk about how this whole deal got started, because it was kind of accidental, actually. A year or so ago, I was inspired to scrawl this note to myself. And it went something like this, and it really did just end up being a scrawl. It went something like this, said, blessed are the weird people, the poets, and misfits, and writers, heretics, and mystics, the painters and troubadours, for they teach us to see the world through different eyes. So I wrote that down, and I kind of liked it. In fact, I said, a couple of times right out loud, which is sometimes what I do when I like something. And then what's happened is I shared it on Facebook or Twitter, I think, and it picked up a little bit of traction, and that was nice. But it just, the idea itself wouldn't leave me alone. So I went and found this picture of a weird eye, and I made one of those quote graphics and shared it. You know, those ones you see floating around that people share, and it goes out on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. Well, that one went boom. Like, I didn't expect it to happen at all that way. All of a sudden, it just went out into the world, went boom. And it just started getting shared thousands and thousands of times. And I'd never had anything happen quite like that before. I've written a lot of things, and I've shared a lot of things, and this one just really resonated in ways I'd never noticed before. And then people started sending me notes and asking for posters and things, and I didn't have anything ready. I didn't have this plan out there, but I got in touch with my dear friend. She's an artist and a fellow Weirdian, Barb Black. She writes and does beautiful work and paints. And actually, you can check her work out at BlackInkPad.com. blackinkpad.blogspot.com. That's blackinkpad.blogspot.com. Anyway, I asked Barb to paint an original weird eye, and she did. And then we took this, we made it into a poster and started sharing it. But this time the thing went even further. People just went bonkers and they started making up their own graphics. And I think we've estimated so far something like the various versions have been shared a couple of 100,000 times at this point, just on Facebook alone. So this helped me understand that, you know, the whole deal is bigger than me. In other words, I wrote this and shared it because it resonated with me, and it was the experience I had had of growing up with what I call this gift of not fitting in. You know, how maybe you've felt this, where you feel like you have something to share with the world in there. You know, you have something precious and valuable in there, but maybe it just doesn't feel like it really goes with the normal flow of things. You've never known how to really share it, really go there. Maybe you have some kind of genius that you've never really had the courage to give yourself the opportunity to share because you couldn't figure out how you could make a living with it, or you couldn't figure out whether you were good enough, if you did take it out in the world, that people would actually accept it. And so that's what I've noticed about this blessed are the weird people phenomenon, is that there are a lot of people out there who lead what looks to be normal lives, but right under the surface, there's this deep hunger to express ourselves, to do what makes us feel like we're alive. And for many people, they just don't really feel like they have permission to do it. So for some reason, this little blessed are the weird quote idea has really rung the bell out there in the hearts and minds of people. And again, folks you might see working in a cubicle just down the hall from you, or driving through a drive-through every normal day of the week, turn out to be blessed weirdians. And again, I've had a lot of people push back and say, hey, I'm not sure I like this idea of this weird thing. And I get that. So let's take a look at what I'm talking about here. Here's something you should know about yourselves. Okay, if you self-identify at all with the idea of being maybe just a little bit offbeat, maybe, or willing to see the world through different eyes, here's something you should know about yourselves. You are in the vanguard of a new era for this crazy little place called Earth. In fact, you're not weird, although down through the centuries, you have often been called and treated so, but you're helping us redefine normal. And why should normal mean blindly following a cultural template for life? Why should normal mean spending your best decades in sacrifice to these standards, which do nothing to fill you or me with the joy of living? So, blessed are the weird really isn't about being weird at all. It's simply about learning to express who you really are. And that you is enough to transform your own life into something so deeply satisfying that it can't help but impact the whole, the collective as well. So that's how important you are. Thanks for being here. And as you might have noticed, I was reading that. That's something I shared on our Facebook page recently. So you can find us here on the Empower Radio site. There should be a link to our Facebook page for Blessed Are the Weird, or you can just go to Facebook and search for Blessed Are the Weird, and you'll get to experience the sharings that we do there, the inspirations, some of which are things we've written, but, and you know, when I say we, it's me and Barb Black and some other friends who contribute to the page. But in many cases, we share things that other people have written, other people, other thinkers, other writers and heretics and troubadours and mystics and misfits down through the ages have written or painted or whatever, pictures and things like that. So we love to share these things because they inspire all of us to step outside the box. And as I said earlier, this isn't about being weird for weird's sake. Okay. And that's something I want to make clear, because weird for weird's sake, it goes off the grid of, well, and going off the grid is great, of course, but it goes off the edge of being useful. And sometimes it just gets obnoxious. And obnoxious is okay, but just understand that it is obnoxious occasionally. It also can get conformist. So sometimes you'll see folks who cover themselves in tattoos and get plugs in their ears and do their hair really strange, and they go, "Hey, I'm being individualist." Well, maybe. Or maybe they've just joined a different kind of church. You know, maybe that's just a different kind of dogma. So I encourage all of us to understand that this isn't about just being weird, just being strange, just not fitting in because we want to do that. But it is about the underlying impulse, which would lead us to maybe try something that's not normal. Maybe try walking to our own beat. So I really want to make sure you get this, because people do sometimes push back and say, you know, I don't feel like being called weird. I like to be called gifted. I like to be called unique. Well, that's fine. Call yourself whatever you want. Blessed are the weird is the way it is because the world has been calling us weird for a long time. Those of us who are willing to live our truth, those of us who are willing to do something that we care about in our lives, to follow our bliss, as Joseph Campbell says, well, we have been called weird because we don't necessarily do things the way everyone else does it. And I thought I'd read a short little piece by my friend Barb Black. And this was inspired early on as this whole process got going. And she said, "Where is weird found? In the sidewalk cracks, along the dusty littered streets, in nature's symbiotic weave and her outrageous, ostentatious color, in the mundane, the oddly shaped stain on a piece of laundry, the face of God on a grilled cheese sandwich, the art in every day, in between the words and inside the melodies, the participle left dangling and the discordant blat, in the grocery store, under the sofa cushions, in friendship and love, in laughter, tears, in the sane and insane. Weird is everywhere, in everything, within and without. The universe is calling. Bring out your weird. Bring out the blessed weird." And that's Barb Black. And I love this. I love this because it teaches me, it teaches us to look for the uncommon, for the magic, everywhere. To look for it in our daily lives, in our relationships, in our workplace, in the things that we so often pass by without noticing. That's where we're asked to observe what's real, what's important. It's hidden right in plain sight. It's everywhere. That's the magic of life. That's the juice of life. But what you can expect going forward in these shows, because today has been talking about just helping us understand what this whole weird thing is, I'm going to introduce you to some people who I just love, and we're going to have a very long train of these as this show goes forward, and some of whom I've met right here in Boise, Idaho, and others will be reaching out across the nation, across the world, to bring onto the show and share their riches of imagination and wisdom with us, to inspire us to lead our best lives, to step into our most courageous, freest selves, and to really create the kind of joy that is possible for everyone. And so in just a moment, I'm going to give you some preview on some of the folks I plan to bring on the show. In fact, not plan to, who've already agreed to come on the show. So you'll get a real good idea of who we're talking about here. And secondly, we're going to be giving you some segments, sort of like updates or whatever you want to call them, little vignettes. And these will come from places like, let's see, we have some titles for these. Let me look in my stack of stuff over here. All right. Yes, we have the Ministry of Everyday Magic. So we'll be sharing some cool stuff under the heading Ministry of Everyday Magic. And we have the Bureau of Internal Truth and Beauty. And once again, that'll be some cool stuff, as you might imagine, just from the title. And the other one is slipping my mind here. I clearly didn't write that one down, but there's another couple of departments which you can expect to have some good stuff from. And these are things I want you to watch out for, because they are really cool, and you can, you know, write them down, and you can enjoy them as time goes on here. But just in a moment here, I'll introduce you to some of the people who we will be bringing on to future shows. But before we do, you know, that original Blessed Are the Weird quote, it turned into the other Beatitudes, or the Beatitudes of the Weird, depending upon who says it. And as you might have noticed by now, that this is a piece with inspiration from the Beatitudes. Those of you who had a sort of a Christian background might have noticed that already. So this is with inspiration from Jesus Christ, Rumi, John Lennon, and other weird people. So the other Beatitudes, let's see if any of these apply to you. Blessed are the weird people, poets and misfits, the writers and mystics, heretics, painters and troubadours, for they teach us to see the world through different eyes. Blessed are those who embrace the intensity of life's pain and pleasure, for they shall be rewarded with uncommon ecstasy. Blessed are ye who see beauty and ugliness, for you shall transform our vision of how the world might be. Blessed are the bold and the whimsical, for their imagination shatters ancient boundaries of fear for us all. And blessed are ye who are mocked for unbridled expression of love and life in all its forms, because your kind of crazy is exactly that freedom for which the world is unconsciously begging. Blessed are those who have endured breaking by life, for they are the resplendent cracks through which the light shines. I hope you see yourself in one of those different categories there, or maybe all of them, because from my perspective, you are the light. You are the bright light which shines in this world, which changes the way we see the world, which brings the magic back to life, which brings us back to who we really are, where we find our, you know, an archetypal magical child, the natural self, that relaxed, creative, beautiful part of ourselves where we are in flow and we're creating things which bring joy to ourselves and other people. And it's the way life should be. So if you see yourself in the bold and whimsical and those who have endured breaking by life and the poets and misfits and writers and all those, you know, it's not that you're just one of those things. Maybe you're many of them. Maybe you're all of them. But that's what this show is all about. Oh, and I remember the other department. It's called the Department of Mirth. For God's sakes, I forgot the Department of Mirth. So we have the Ministry of Everyday Magic. We have the Department of Mirth, and we have the Bureau of Internal Truth and Beauty. And we'll come up with some other good stuff. So sounds like bureaucratic names, but as you can see, we are really not bureaucrats at all around here. All right. So without further ado, let's talk about some of the other weirdians from around the world we will be bringing into the show over the next few weeks. Let's start with, in no particular order, and definitely not in this order, because we haven't got them absolutely committed to a date yet, although they have all committed to being on the show. This guy, I just love. His name is Joe Gerstant. He's a keynote speaker, he's a freedom fighter, and he's a freak flag flyer. And I highly recommend that you go to YouTube right now, and or you can go to his website, Joe Gerstant, GERSTANDT. Yeah, maybe just go to YouTube. Anyway, go to YouTube and look up Freak Flag Flying, and you will find Joe Gerstant. And there's a 5-minute Ignite talk he gave somewhere where if you watch that, you'll understand a lot more about Blessed Are the Weird, and you'll understand a lot more about Joe. So Joe speaks all over the world, does a lot of work, and he's kind of a freedom fighter inside of corporations. So he takes his message inside of corporations and helps people bust out their bad liberated selves inside the cubicle and know how to express it. And then right here in Boise, Idaho, I didn't realize this was the case, but if you go to familyonbikes.org, familyonbikes.org, you will meet Nancy Vogel. Nancy, where are we here? Nancy, and she is somebody who took her family on an enormous bike trip all the way down to Peru from Idaho. And I can't wait to have her on the show because she just did something weird. I mean, who does that? where she says here, we are just a normal American family. She threw in normal, and then we go on the rest of it. Who happens to be following our dreams, chasing rainbows. We are adventure seekers and modern day explorers who are limited only by our imaginations, and we have very vivid imaginations. We learn to early on to live life to the fullest, to grab life by the horns and enjoy the ride. So much so that we spent 3 years riding bicycles from Alaska to Argentina together as a family. All right, so you can tell why she's on my list, right? And then another friend right here in Boise, who I met actually via Twitter before I moved back to Boise, Suzanne Michelle, and you can meet her at revivewithenergy.com, and she does really cool video tips. This most recent one was three things to do when your intuition trips your safety alarm. So she's an intuition coach and just a delightful human being. And she is going to be talking with us about this weird little big thing called intuition. So a lot of people don't even know what intuition is, but it is the muse. It is the creative nature of ourselves. It is that self which knows how to follow our bliss, how to find and create our best life. And it's something we are all scared. I think this is a family show. I just about said a bad word, but it is something we're all very scared of. Okay. So as she says, your intuition is the most valuable and reliable natural energy source you have. Let me show you how to tap into your intuition to give you clear answers to your most pressing questions, creating your best life. And I just got a note from the producer saying we are almost out of time for this first show, which is great. Can't believe how quickly that time passed. So Suzanne is somebody you definitely want to meet. Revivewithenergy.com is her website. And let's see. One more here is my friend and local author, Rayanne Norell, who wrote the book Broke, Hungry, and Happy. And this is about her son and herself. Her son was an extreme kayaker and had adventures all over the world. And he went against her basic wishes by leaving college and going and living broke, hungry, and happy all over the world to follow his dream and shoot video and do all sorts of great stuff. And she's one of my clients, and she wrote the book Broke, Hungry, and Happy. And you can go to brokehungryandhappy.com to meet her. We're almost finished up with that, and she's just getting ready to release that book. So I encourage you to meet her and see footage of her son's escapades. I have a couple other guests, which I'm super excited about. And one of whom is my good friend, Lisa McCourt, and she is a fantastic author and speaker, and she wrote the book called Juicy Joy. I can't wait to have her on the show. She does a lot of work with people on how to live in deep and juicy joy in life and access, find the reasons we're not in joy and go beyond them. So I can't wait to have her. And she is actually instrumental for introducing me to William Whitecloud, who is going to be another guest on the show. William wrote the book, The Magician's Way, What It Really Takes to Find Your Treasure. And he also wrote a book, which I just finished reading a couple days ago, called The Last Shaman. And this guy is just something else as well in teaching us how to find the sizzle, the magic, how to live in natural creativity and create the kind of life we love the most. So that's a little bit of an idea of exactly who we have coming up. And we are down to literally like 2 minutes before the show is over. And so I'm excited about that because this is the first show. And when I have guests on, I have to really work hard to keep it, you know, down to whatever the show limits are, an hour, half an hour, whatever. So in general, we're going to be having these great rollicking conversations. But this one's been solo and it's been the first one. So I am so happy. I'm so happy to have connected with you. And I can't wait to meet you and to get to know more about what makes you tick. The places you feel weird, the places you feel like you would really love to express yourself if you just had the right nudge, the right opportunity, the right open door. That's what I want to know about. So I invite you to connect with us on our Facebook page. I invite you to reach out and let us know what you're interested in. we just are thrilled to have this opportunity to meet the expanding tribe of people who are self-identifying all around the world. They're self-identifying, saying, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to let my light shine, to live my brightest self, to enjoy life, to just have fun with this, to dance, and to bring out the very, very best which lies within us. And I can't wait to be part of that with you, because that's what's changed my life. And I know that every step of the way, every step of the way is worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it to do our thing. And I just want to encourage you. I'll just tell you this last little thing. So the community of Blessed Are the Weird, and this is what's on Facebook page. This place is all about us. By us, we mean you and, well, us. We're weird, it's true, but this kind of weird can change the world. Get your shine on. So I want to sign off today with that invitation to join us next week, where we'll have one of those wonderful guests, and I will be surprising you, but then we'll have the show schedule better worked out. But I'll be surprising you next week with a great guest, one of those I mentioned. And I want to encourage you this week to think about ways of seeing the world through different eyes and get your shine on. Get your shine on. And I can't wait to meet you and cultivate our friendship and just make the world a better, brighter place for our presence in it. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week. Take care.